The worst day of Hiccup's life so far. At dawn on the day of the quest, Hiccup got dressed very reluctantly indeed. He buckled on the sword his father had given him, hoping that it wouldn't get in the way too much. He slung a spade and a sling across his back, where he normally might have carried a bow and arrow. He was so nervous he couldn't eat his porridge. He finally managed to drag Toothless out of bed and set off towards Hooligan Harbour, where everybody was meeting. Toothless sat on his shoulder, angrily rubbing sleep out of his eyes with one wing.
"Toothless don't want to go on quest," he complained. It's stupid, it's silly, it's dangerous.
Hiccup could not have agreed with him more, but all he said was, "You're going to be all right. You've got wings. Any scullions attack you and you just fly away."
"Yes, but Toothless don't like the sight of blood,"
whined Toothless. "You get torn to pieces and Toothless feels as they're sick." "We all have our problems," snapped Hiccup crossly. Fishlegs was already at the harbour looking furious. His dragon horror cow sat at his feet, chewing quietly. All the other boys were milling about, their dragons fighting each other or flapping over their heads. Everybody was thoroughly overexcited, despite the very real prospect of being eaten alive.
"Who do you reckon would win if a scullion was to fight a bloody crocoraptor in one-to-one combat?"
chatted Wartyhog.
"Oh, the scullion would win every time," replied Clueless. "No question. My father says the scullion is one of the most vicious creatures on the planet. It'd just whip out that famous extra-long claw and swipe. It'd be good night, crocoraptor."
"Ah," said Wartyhog craftily,
"but what if the scullion had one paw tied behind its back? Who would win then?"
"Idiots," fumed Fishlegs. "Idiots, I'm surrounded by people with seaweed for brains."
Other than the boys, there were about 50 adult pirates in the scullion landing party, all of Stoic's biggest and finest warriors. Alvin was cracking jokes, giving out hearty handshakes and patting everybody on the back. Stoic the Vast was delighted to be setting off on a military operation and marched about yelling orders.
"Right, everybody, once we've landed, we split up into groups of two. We fan out across the island and we get our dragons to sniff for the treasure. Notice you have all been supplied with a whistle. Gobber, could you demonstrate?"
Gobber blew a sharp blast on the whistle.
"Once you hear that noise, you will realise that somebody has found the treasure. Make your way towards the sound as quickly as possible, so we can all help to carry it back to the ship. Remember, the dragons will be sleeping during the day, and it does not matter how much noise you make, because the scullion is stone deaf. However, do try not to step on one, and don't forget that their sense of smell is very acute indeed. So, once you land on the island, there will be absolutely no farting whatsoever. Is that understood?"
The warriors nodded solemnly.
"Righto then," said Stoic. "Death or glory?"
"Death or glory,"
yelled everybody.